flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Everybody's dancing today. Caught White Brian dancing earlier. Now we got Chris Russell bobbing his head to Sandstorm. Darude. You big Sandstorm guy, Roost?
No. It's just, I don't know, just a groovy tune. And I just thought I'd add a little something, a little appetizer to the conversation.
Groovy
boys.
Tune. Lampville.
Yes.
Groovy tune.
Yes.
How are you?
That's like... very old man of me to call something a groovy tune.
Say something is groovy. That's that shows age right
that
there.
That is very old.
I am old. I mean, this just in breaking news.
Are you old? That's happening right there.
Are
now.
You 50?
I'm 51.
Oh,
yeah,
all right.
Old, man.
51.
Yeah.
Damn.
And I feel every bit of
God.
We haven't seen you
it's
in a while.
A good coffee mug. I like that.
This is from the kitchen. I don't drink coffee.
You stole it from somebody?
Oh, of course.
No, there's a bunch of cups that you wash and you use and then you put back.
Yeah. Not necessarily the news. Those are people cups.
I've brought in my own mugs.
You want to borrow one? I got two.
Yeah.
They gave me two.
I don't want to be
They gave you two and me zero, or is one of those supposed to be mine?
No, none of them were ever yours.
I had
one day and then somebody else gave me another one the next day.
I use this one.
And I have them both here.
If you're watching on the stream, I don't drink coffee. I think it's gross. But I did take somebody's...
That's something somebody bought from their house.
So what are you drinking? Hot tea?
Diet Coke, Roost.
Is that something somebody bought from their house?
Why don't you just drink it from the bottle, dude?
I don't like plastic bottles. And two, we got this dope new ice machine. They can't give any of us any money.
I heard you talking about the ice machine.
But we got an ice machine.
Are you the one that's taking all the ice and not putting the water in so that it makes more ice?
Roost.
I think I'm going to blame you for this.
I've used it once.
I think you've used it more than that. You just didn't want to admit it.
Brian would know because this is the first time he's ever seen me with a cup in here.
I use it. I put water in it.
B's always using it. I bet B's used it more times today than I have ever.
I haven't used the day at all.
Miss Ivy was nice enough to buy us an ice pellet machine. You got to fill the water reserve up so that it creates.
That is your job every day you come in here.
My job?
Yes.
I mean, I've kind of taken over.
Since you suggest what the hell we need to do, you take over the job.
I mean, I've been doing it. I did it yesterday afternoon before I left and the K-Cup machine.
Whoever's the oldest can get to tell a person what to do.
Landfill.
Oh, I'm 56. You got to put the ice and water in it.
I invited Rooster on the program to talk football, and he's just screaming at me about an ice machine.
I'm not screaming.
Your face
at
is
you.
Red.
I'm just
those
a little
on the stream. Look, Rooster's face
I'm
is
just
red.
A little enthusiastic. It's Valentine's Day. I want to spread
how
love.
How are you celebrating?
I'm not. I'm working.
You
see
off.
Any burgundy on me?
I don't see any burgundy. Okay.
Now you admit to the burgundy thing.
No. I'm just I'm just saying that's your bit, so I'm just proving.
You're like Ron Swanson.
Yeah. I was going to go to WWE Friday Night SmackDown tonight at Capital One Arena, and literally nobody can give me tickets. So I've got to pay for them, which I don't want to do, and sit up in the 400s. The Rooster is too freaking good for that. I have worked too damn hard in my life, including going to Capital One Arena on Wednesday night to interview L.A. Knight, the megastar, one of their biggest stars, and nobody will give me tickets. Lenny the Legend came up empty. The radio station came up empty. WWE ain't giving out any tickets. Come on, people.
Landfill, what is Brian?
Buy one?
I'd like you to.
And wind up in the 420s?
Well,
no, thanks.
I mean, if you don't have one and they don't have any, you may as well buy one.
B, I'm too good for that at this point. I want to be in a suite. Wow. I want to be ringside.
Well,
you know, I'm just.
You better start spending some of that damn money you got.
Bruce. I don't got any money, B.
Bruce, you can get a ticket in the lower level for $130.
$130. That's, you know, by the time you add $4,000 worth of ticket fees, it makes it, what, $175?
Man. Bruce.
I'm Lanzo. Used to being catered to. That's what I'm. Huh? The bottom line is I have reached a certain level in my life where either I don't go or I go in a little bit of luxury. You know?
Let me ask you this question.
You know how you guys like to go in a little bit of luxury?
Bruce, do you feel you reached that point or did somebody tell you you reached that point?
I've anointed myself as being in that category. Like, I don't want to go if I've got to rub elbows with the unwashed masses in the 400s. I just don't want to do it. I'd rather watch it on USA Network tonight and eat Chinese food at home.
That's what you'll be doing.
Rooster.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
You want to celebrate?
Want to come over and watch wrestling with me?
Nah. You want to celebrate Valentine's Day at the wrestling match?
Yeah.
Or invite Brian over to your house to watch wrestling together on Valentine's Day?
Yeah.
I'm not the biggest Valentine's Day guy.
With the lady out of town or something?
Yeah. I mean, yes.
How far out of town?
Outer Banks.
You could try it down there.
I'm not going down.
And be right back tomorrow for work. What time are you going?
No. 2 o'clock. We took care of Valentine's Day already.
Whoa, what does that mean?
I mean, in terms of gifts and all
so
that.
So you do
stuff.
Have burgundy on.
So you wore burgundy earlier in the week.
I do not have burgundy
drawers.
On. Would you stop?
Landfill, how do you feel about Rooster declaring that he can't sit in the 400 level with the unwashed masses
Landfill
and needs a suite?
I mean, Rooster is correct. I wouldn't either.
Stupid. I mean, even if you had a suite, you wouldn't go.
I love the Rooster. I love the new Rooster. He's finally sticking up for himself.
He's cock-a-doodle doing all over this wrestling match.
I mean, listen, at some point, I mean, I deserve to be treated a little bit more than a numbskull, you know, than a ham and egg or a 9-to-5 ham and egg.
I think it's worth pointing out something else as well. Last year on Valentine's Day, Beamish got a gift from a host here. And today...
Oh, that's right. Cakes got him a present last
Cakes
year for
wife
Valentine's
gave
Day.
Gave me a present.
And this year on Valentine's Day, he Cakes got invited is... over for dinner by another host. What the hell's going on over
dinner
here?
And to wrestle.
Hey, no, he never said about wrestling. And I said no. And Cakes' wife sent me a gift. It just was bought. It didn't been here by Cakes. So you all trying to make me
you
like, yo, I'm not
present.
Like y'all.
You got a gift on Valentine's
they
Day.
They not like us.
I got a gift.
On Valentine's
on
Day.
On Valentine's Day from a lady. And her husband brought to me. Y'all trying to make me be like, yo, I'm not like y'all.
Well, what about this? Now you've been invited to a dude's house to watch
down.
Wrestling
and,
on Valentine's
well,
Day.
Well, it's still
to wrestle.
Hey, it's still
not
way,
to wrestle.
It is still way better than a dude in the shower dreaming about you. Naked.
Now, Rooster,
were we supposed to talk about football? I mean, Awad kept me on the phone for 15 minutes.
This is way better.
4,000 questions about T. Higgins.
Can we talk about what you declared yesterday? So the Roost prefers to do his television hit in the middle of the bullpen where everyone is. And as you can imagine, he's quite loud and flamboyant with his arm gestures.
Yeah.
And yesterday you admitted, I want everybody to know I'm doing my television hit.
What did I say?
That was Brian's theory.
Not only that, but I want you to know how brilliant I am.
We knew you were
Yo,
doing...
Yo, Rooster ate his blue chew today, man. He came
we
in
We knew
slaying.
He was doing his television hit. The brilliance thing never popped up.
Well, I told JP that when you weren't listening, Brian.
Bruce, B. Mitch isn't going to be able to make it. I also not able to make it.
Yeah.
Do you want to invite?
Well, you're going to be cooking steaks on your sous vide or whatever it is.
I probably
right?
won't sous vide. You know? It takes too long.
Jeff, dude. Come over. Jeff, moving to the
That's
suburbs.
What I was going to say. Do you want to invite Jeff and Landfill over to wrestle?
No.
Why not? They're good company.
Thank you, Ruth. Thank you for not inviting me over to wrestle. That was the
but Jeff, yeah. Ruth I love live, you, bro. I mean, Ruth should live out in Virginia, man. You should
That's
move
fine.
Out there with him.
I mean, first of all, no. I'd put Jeff in a death grip headlock and just squeeze the life out of him. And Landfill,
can we go to break, please?
Can we please go to break? I'd probably just kick Landfill in the ass and just push him right out the door.
Jeff, do you think you could beat Rooster in a wrestling match?
One, I'm not wrestling Rooster. Two, I don't even have to do no grapple or anything to make Rooster go down.
Wow.
I'll just run. I'll run around
Pause.
The ring.
I was going to say,
Pause,
depends
bro.
On how you said that, man. B was picking up. B was picking up the same
ring,
thing,
bro.
That
hey,
I was.
We got to go to break, man. We got to
exactly.
get kicked off the
I don't
radio.
Have to fight. I just go around the ring. Rooster will be tired.
Yeah, we don't want to get fired. It's Rooster. Valentine's Day.
I'm not grappling
love.
You.
Do you know that guy's name?
Yeah, White Brian.
Yeah, bang. Rooster's
I listen to the
fire.
Show all the time.
Rooster's on fire today, man.
I mean, it's either she and about the Terps for 3 hours, or it's you guys.
Talking about God knows what.
Exactly. I'd rather God knows what.
Have you texted Tischler yet?
No. Was I supposed to?
No, but he's a monumental plug, baby. You really want some wrestling tickets? Well, text the big
good
man.
Idea. It's a good idea.
Yeah.
He's got some stroke.
Maybe he's got some what?
Stroke. Power.
Hey.
Juice.
Hey. Stroke.
Go break.
Rooster
go to break.
Just said Tischler has some stroke.
He have a show to go to.
You guys stink.
Ask me much anything. Phone lines are open next.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.